23 of 2021. It is the GoBowling.com at the Glen. Time to rock and roll in upstate New York.
Trouble. The leader gets spun. Brad Keselowski loops it in the middle of turn six. Larson lights up the brakes. He gets into Bell. Christopher Bell spins off turn number one after contact from Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr. on pit road.
Kyle Larson very happy with his HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. Four tires full of fuel. Kyle Larson going to win the battle between him and Truex off from pit road.
Checkered flag in the air. And Kyle Larson wins the Go Bowling at the Glen.
Hello again and welcome to Selling Speed, the podcast. I am your host, Bob Quick from MRN. And this month we'll take a look at how we can leverage the NASCAR playoffs into sales for 2022. It's called Playoffs Redo, Leveraging the NASCAR Playoffs for Sales. This time last season, many local markets were just starting to open back up, and your sellers were starting to dip their toes back in the water, asking local businesses to buy advertising again. After a couple of recent conversations with stations, I think now is a good time to revisit and rewrite an article that I put in last August's Selling Speed that you may have missed because the industry was still in survival mode due to the pandemic. I had an affiliate general manager reach out to me last week and ask how he could reignite NASCAR sales mid-season. He told me that by April or so, his team has moved on and doesn't give NASCAR a second thought. He was looking for an idea to sell his remaining NASCAR inventory. A day later, I had a station owner reach out and tell me that one of his sellers was pitching their fall high school and college football packages to a client when the client asked, "Hey, aren't you the NASCAR station?" This station typically sells out their NASCAR inventory by March at the latest, and the quick-thinking seller was able to lock in the new client for the entire 2022 NASCAR season right there on the spot. These two situations got me thinking about the NASCAR playoffs and how I tell stations to leverage them into sales for the next season when they join the network mid-season. And that's where last August's article comes in. With three races left before the NASCAR playoffs, these are the ways that you can creatively look at sales for 2022 by using the urgency of the 2021 playoffs. Let's revisit them. Buy now, save later. Number one, you can incentivize their purchase by locking in a playoffs NASCAR introductory rate so that they can have the same rate next season. I know it's real hard to get clients to look at annual programs, let alone a 16 or 17 month commitment. So how about deferring the decision for 2022 until a predetermined date prior to the end of this season? So in other words, if they bought now, they could lock in the rate for 2022 if they made that decision by, say, October 31st. Number two, introduce new clients during the best time of the year in NASCAR, the playoffs. The intensity builds during the final 10 races every year because of the knockout must-win format of the NASCAR playoff system. So turn it into a game. Have your client choose a driver or a team or a manufacturer, and every time that they win, now until the end of the year, your new client gets bonus spots or some other incentive that you think would push their hot button to buy. Number three. Target advertisers that sponsor drivers at the top of the standings. As I write this, the playoff field is not completely set. However, we know those drivers who have already won races this year are definitely in. For example, Kyle Larson. He's been sponsored by Hendrick Automotive all year. It's his team owner's network of car dealerships across the country. It's one of the largest car dealers in the nation. Hendrick, in fact, attributes $1.8 million in leads from the sponsorship alone so far this season. There may even be a Hendrick dealership near you. You can also look for local hooks to other brands at the top of the standings as well. Brands like Napa, Pepsi, Bass Pro Shops, Miller Coors, Discount Tire, Menards, Advance Auto Parts, Interstate Batteries, and others. If there are no local ties to those specific brands, seek out the local ties to the advertising category that those brands represent. You can find an entire driver sponsor list at jski.com and just cross-reference it with the NASCAR playoff standings to find out the most likely drivers to make the playoffs. When developing these packages, remember, there are three keys to success. Number one, price your package to what your market will bear. Number two, include commercials in race coverage and outside of race coverage with sponsorships of MRN shoulder programs that you may air, like NASCAR Today or NASCAR Hot Pass. Include sponsor mentions in recorded and live promotional announcements and on your website or in your social media and streaming programs. And number three, dedicate the weekday inventory that you feel comfortable with and use day parts that won't put stress on inventory not dedicated to this package. Air the weekday commercials from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., 6 a.m. to midnight, around the clock, or front load the commercials at the beginning of the week. Use whatever inventory strategy necessary that will make it work for your situation. The most important part, though, make it impossible for them not to buy. Bring the value. Explain why their customers match up with your listeners and NASCAR fans. And then price it so that it's a no-brainer. Underpromise, overdeliver. Superserve that client and make it work so that when decision time comes for 2022, you can lock them in for next season. And now my favorite part of the podcast, where we take a look at one of our team members here at Motor Racing Network. This month's featured team member is Hannah Newhouse. Hannah is a pit reporter on MRN Race Broadcast and co-hosts the MRN podcast NASCAR Coast to Coast with Kyle Rickey. Hannah's passion for motorsports started at a very young age, as she was raised by a family of gearheads. At the age of five, she climbed behind the wheel of a go-kart. And throughout her teenage and college years, Hannah competed in super late models and the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series West. She attended Boise State University, where she majored in media and journalism, to pursue a career behind the mic and in front of the camera. In fact, Boise was one of her main sponsors for her race team. In 2016, she left her small town of Twin Falls, Idaho, for Charlotte, North Carolina, chasing her dream of working in motorsports. Her extensive knowledge and experience behind the wheel has helped her break into motorsports reporting. And when asked, she'll simply tell you that she can't believe her job is traveling the country and talking about the sport that she loves the most. Hannah was recently featured in Women to Watch, the column on Radio Trade website, allaccess.com, that features women in the radio industry. And that does it for Selling Speed, the podcast for August 2021. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast for free at all major podcast platforms, so it shows up right in your mobile device without having to do anything hands-free as soon as we post it each month. Until next time, I'm Bob Quick with MRN. Happy selling.